brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hello, my friends. We're now into hour number three. We're going to get into what the social services are doing in Denver, Colorado. And a bunch of other news and your calls coming up. Next guest will just be on 20 minutes or so. Our final segment with Eric Hufschmidt, I want to have him back up to get back into more details of 9-11, but we do carry his video and his book at InfoWars.com. Dave in Illinois was talking about how he doesn't even read the news. He just goes to the Army's own websites, the Pentagon, the private contractors, and yeah, there it's, we're going to run your life, we're going to take your guns, we're going to control America, we're going to bring in the one world government. The private corporations that own the military-industrial complex are now going to make us their personal slaves, and the people that chair these companies are in a revolving door with Republicans and Democrats in and out of government and industry, and the point you made is paramount. And Eric Hufschmidt, PNAC, the Project for New American Century, said years before 9-11 with Dick Cheney and Rumsfeld and others, we need terror attacks for this mobilization, for this takeover. And they certainly got their helpful terror attack, to use their quote. Eric Hufschmidt comments.
Well, I agree with you, and I don't see any sign that any of it's going to end soon either. That's the other thing that kind of worries some. You know,
it's an acceleration, a consolidation.
And the selfishness of these people, they're trying to get more and more money. You know, they're not just running scams, but they're trying to benefit from them at the same time financially. It's like, well, what are these people? What do they think they're accomplishing? And what's coming up next? It makes you wonder. The country is, what's going to be left of this country when they're done with this?
Well, they're gearing up to take pension funds. They're gearing up to put millions more in prison. They're gearing up for every forced inoculations. Just hellish control.
But if our economy falls apart too much more, there won't be enough money for some of this, is what I'm wondering, because we're already losing manufacturing. What are we going to do for an income in this country?
Well,
you know, they may end up hurting the economy so much that their plans don't even come through, because now the economy is a disaster.
But see, that's because Europe is using us as the shill. It's Europe that comes out on top. America is meant to be dismantled, and our blood supply, our innards, are to be used as fuel to bring in the New World Order while we take the blame. And then the globalists come in out of Europe. You know, we're the whore, they're the beast. The beast eats the whore.
That's what it seems like. That America is just being used, and our military is just being used, and everything about it. That's what it appears like.
No. I mean, to use the Bible analogy, we're the whore, and the beast doesn't like the whore. The whore rides the beast, and the beast is using the whore right now to, you know, take the blame, and then the beast eats the whore.
It does look like what's happening, doesn't it? And
that's
makes
it,
you wonder,
Eric.
What's our military doing? Don't these people see what's going on?
I hear you. Let's take one more from Robert in South Dakota. Robert, go ahead. You're on the air, Robert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I dropped
that's
off.
That's okay. You're on the air. Go ahead.
This is James in Austin.
Okay. It's another caller. Go ahead, sir.
Sorry about that. I did some little basic calculations. I was hearing you guys talking about the falling time of the buildings, and it made me think, because I wanted to see what I've come up with. And if my calculations are incorrect, correct me, but isn't acceleration 32 feet per second squared?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. At that rate, free fall, I mean no impedance at all, is about 6 or 7 seconds from about 1,400 feet. But when you do a floor-to-floor examination, you know, one floor to the next floor, even at 60 floors, it should take about 37 seconds, and I timed it on the tape, and I didn't see 10 seconds, but I got about 15 to 20 seconds, but still,
the government says that one of the towers fell in just a little over 10 seconds, which is faster than gravity, sir. A bowling ball doesn't fall that fast, clearly.
My calculations were wrong then, but...
I tell you what, we got another guest coming up.
Okay,
hold on, sir. Just stay there. We'll talk a few minutes about this with Eric Hushman on the other side, if Eric will stay. Is that cool, Eric?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be right back. Stay there. Caller from Austin. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're about to go to the producer of the Peter Boyle Show in Denver, Colorado. And I've heard of this broadcast before. I may have even been on it as a guest. I don't know. I've been on so many interviews. But I got a bunch of emails and then a little news story about... A mother is now being interviewed on the station, this first email said, whose son is in Denver Children's Hospital. She is living in Ronald McDonald House. Her son is paralyzed due to a recent accident. The social worker told her she could not give her son false hope by saying God can heal him. We'll talk about that here in just a few minutes with Chris Bernard, the producer for Peter Boyle. Boyles, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. But finishing up real quick with Eric Hubschmidt, the maker of the film 9/11 Painful Deceptions, that I actually carry at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. A caller here in Austin, Texas, who did the calculations of gravity and how fast the buildings fall. Just briefly, Eric, and then I'll let you go, break down the fall of the buildings and those major questions, the World
sure.
Trade Centers.
Well, I have the formula showing in my video so they could, if you people forget it, it's really simple. The square root of the distance divided by 16. And the problem with trying to measure it, of course, is where do you say it starts and where do you say it ends? Because also the building had some basements. So, you know, trying to say where it started and end is difficult. But if you divide the 1,300 feet by 16, take the square root, you get about 9 seconds. That's just free fall without any atmospheric atmosphere to slow it down, which means these buildings were falling like free fall. And they could possibly have gone a little faster. Some of the beams may have been pushed downward by those explosives, since that's what explosives do. It's possible some of the beams actually went down faster than they would have just free falling, since they got a boost from the explosive.
Now, by the way, we have three different tapes, videos of firefighters saying there were bombs. We have firefighters telling AP reporters, get back from Building 7, we're about to bring it down. We have all of this, and this cannot be ignored. But, Eric, one of the buildings fell faster than a bowling ball. How does that happen?
Well, the scientists who were analyzing the data were coming up with like 8 seconds for one, which is a bit on the fast side. But, see, it depends also on where they're basically falling free fall. That's what I would say. The error range is, it's difficult to say whether they went a little faster or a little bit slower. It's about free fall. But it's just, there's no way to explain this. It's as if there was no resistance to anything. The only explanation I have is that, like I show in my book, that the explosives were shattering the floor faster than the rubble above it was falling. So one floor never really hit the floor below it. By the time the floor above reached the floor below was already in pieces.
Well, I had a structural engineer on who's a family friend on the day of 9/11, about an hour after the collapse, live on the radio. Jimmy Wright, he worked in the World Financial Center. He's there on the cell phone, by the harbor, just 500 yards from the rubble, being evacuated by ferries. And he said it was the most controlled demolition I'd ever seen. Heads of universities said that. The designer of the building said that. And then suddenly, they all shut up. And I've called firefighters who were in news articles saying they saw bombs, heard bombs. And then they go, Mr. Jones, I've been told to shut up. I can't talk about it. So this needs to be investigated. Eric Huffman, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, it's great to be on. Talk to you some other time then.
God bless you, my friend. Okay, I know we got loaded phone lines and a ton of news that we haven't gotten to on the Democratic convention and the Republican convention coming up. It's all going to be coming up here in just a few minutes. But I really want to thank the producer of a popular radio show in Denver on KHOW for coming on. She is Chris Bernard, and we got this story, and I've seen dozens of these over the years where a child is hurt and the mother or father says, pray to Jesus, he can heal you, and she's not trying to withhold medical care or anything like a Christian Scientist or something. There's some question there. I can see that in some cases there being a debate. But no, she just said, you can be healed. And doctors will tell you that that's half the battle in many cases, is the psychological view of the patient. So this makes sense, even if you don't believe in God, and I do. They've gotten the mother's side of the story, and we've got her on with us, the producer of this radio show, Chris Bernard. Chris, good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. What's going on there in Denver with the thought police?
Well, we haven't gotten the other side of the story, of course. We only have one side of the story to work with. And I highly doubt that Children's Hospital will be able to speak on this issue just simply because of patient confidentiality rules that they have to follow. So what we have is a volunteer of Children's Hospital who contacted us and said, hey, we've got this story. A woman is being charged with or accused of child abuse when she is, telling her son pretty much that, God can heal you, that sort of thing. You have to believe in God, and they're praying and hoping that God will come to their rescue and heal this spinal cord injury that her son has. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening to you.
So that essentially is the issue. I mean, since we don't have the other side of the story, we're just working with what she's told us. And can a hospital, if they feel a child is being put under undue stress or strain, can they restrict prayer? That's the question.
Well, I mean, my father's a doctor. My family's got a bunch of doctors in it. They say the power of prayer, just psychologically, is always an incredibly positive thing. And this child needs hope. And I happen to believe in God as well. But how dare them tell this mother and then supposedly move to it says here the Denver police are now escorting her outside the hospital. She is being told in writing by the police she needs to seek mental health counseling. I can't confirm this report, but I have seen, and you're in a newsroom, I'm sure you've probably seen this over the years, where similar things have happened. This is just incredible.
Oh, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's what's more detrimental to a child? Is it having the mother pray in front of him and insisting on the child praying with her, or restricting the mother's visitation rights? Because now, as it is, she's been restricted to 1 hour visitation a day plus two phone calls, and this is according to her. So if that's the case, I mean, what's more stressful to the child, being denied visitation of the mother or praying?
So, I mean, now, again, you're the producer for the Peter Boyle Show in Denver, Colorado, and how are your listeners responding to this?
You know, it's definitely brought up some good topics or some good conversation and dialogue as far as how much, you know, physicians should play a part of in a child's well-being and care, their psychological care, that sort of thing. And like I said, it's really hard to say since we only have one side of the story.
Well, I guarantee you, if this was a Hindu doctor dancing around, they wouldn't have a problem. Over and over again, I see selective enforcement, persecution of Christians by these control freaks in government. And again, I guess it's simple. You want to send a reporter down with her to the hospital and see if they let you in with her. That'll prove it real quick, and I'm sure she can bring to the radio station a copy of this order she's been given.
Sure, definitely. I mean, I know we're going to continue the story tomorrow and hopefully have a representative from Children's Hospital on, but I can guarantee, you know, I can almost guarantee that they won't be able to say anything about it.
So this is going on today. This broke this morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, I mean, I say it's par for the course. I've seen so many examples of this and things like this happening in the past. I believe the story. I believe the mother.
Mm-hmm.
And this is insane. And, I mean, the mother needs to go get her own medical expert who can show 100 examples of medical journals talking about the power of prayer, whether you think it's psychological or spiritual, regardless. And, of course, obviously, taking this child's mommy away, this child who's had their back broken, is just innumerably more abusive than anything I can really imagine.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what else there really is to say about it. As far as, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's definitely detrimental to the kid that the mom's not with him. But to what extent? At
so
what cost?
Who is allowed to see the child? Just these these ghoulish social workers?
As far as I know, other family members have been given unrestricted visitation. So he does have family who is visiting him and are supporting him. And so he's not completely all alone in a strange town. But, you know, when a kid's hurt, he needs his mom. That's the deal.
By a strange town, he's from outside Denver?
Right. He is from outside Denver. He, I guess he's from Seeley Lake, Montana. And they flew him into Children's Hospital for further treatment of a spinal cord injury.
How did he get the injury?
He actually was accidentally shot by his own brother. They apparently were playing with a .22 rifle, and it discharged, and it ended up in this young man's neck and caused some pretty severe paralysis and spinal cord injury.
Oh, we got to pray for him.
Yeah, I mean,
of course, we might get arrested if we do, so maybe... And we're abusing him from afar by asking for prayer, but... Well, so overall, I mean, was the response 75-25? I would imagine most people are against what the government's doing here.
As far as...
Well, I mean, your callers are, I mean, I'm guessing, are against what the social workers are allegedly doing.
Yeah, they definitely believe that, you know, if a parent wants to pray, they should be able to pray, and they shouldn't be restricted on seeing their children.
Well, I mean, where did they come up with this? Is this a free country or not? This is like the Russia or something. And also, I read here that the mother says they're telling her to get psychiatric help.
Yeah, that's what she said. Yeah, that they've told her to go and seek treatment herself. So
because she believes in God and is trying to give her son hope.
That's according to her. Yeah, that's what she's got to say about it.
So. Okay, Chris Bernard, the producer for the Peter Boyle's program on KHOWAM there in Denver. Thanks for coming on, and perhaps as this develops, we can get you back up for a report.
Definitely. You got it, Alex.
Okay, take care.
Thanks, you too.
We'll come back, take your calls, get into a bunch of other news. Stay with us. Keep it locked in. PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com are the websites. Check them out.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
New Hair guarantees you'll regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair, or we will refund your money. Anytime within a one-year period. Here's what real customers have to say about New Hair.
I've been using New Hair for about 3 months with some excellent results. Around the second month, I noticed my hair was thicker, had more body, and a vibrant color. This is a great product that I will continually use.
Since taking New Hair, I noticed darker and less gray hair. My hair is growing phenomenally. It looks and feels healthier. I'd strongly recommend New Hair.
Stop the clock on your hair loss and regrow thicker, fuller, denser hair guaranteed with New Hair. Call now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432. And receive up to 2 months free with today's order, so call right now. 800-806-0432. 800-806-0432.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to man, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years. Proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido or Fluffy has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
My friends, I've seen articles where 10-year-old children are made to go to church by their parents. I mean, mainstream Baptist churches, Catholic churches, whatever. And they get them in the school counselor and say, your parents, are they mean to you? Yeah, they made me go to church. And they grab the children and take them and call it abuse. And so the child is here being prayed for by his mother, so they kick her out and tell her to go get mental illness, help. Just so sick, folks. But the border's wide open, but the domestic CIA's got to watch us because Al-Qaeda's about to strike, and we got to watch all the people. Robert in San Diego. Go ahead, sir, you're on the air.
Uh, Yes, this is Barry from Missouri.
You know, I'm having problems with the calls. They're kind of scrambled. But we're going to put you on hold. We're going to try to figure out what's going on with the calls here. Who should I go to first? What's going on? Okay, we're going to now take a call from Ken in Kansas City. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes.
I've talked to you before. I just wondered, I've been where that woman's at, you know, with the child, so you're aware of that. I called you about that before.
No, I don't remember. Why don't you refresh my memory?
Well, we had a child taken away from us, too. The child passed away, and it was taken away from us by the courts and all that, and put in the care of foster parents and all that stuff. So.
And then the child died?
Yeah.
Your child died in their custody?
Oh, yeah.
How did your child die in their custody?
Leukemia.
And why did they take your child?
Because we were praying for the child, too, and they took a child because of that.
What did they say? They said praying for a child was evil, or?
Yeah, they said it was just, you know, it was just a myth and all that stuff, so, you know.
So in America, don't get caught praying for your child. Now, again, people are giving their children medical treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all hear about them taking kids where they don't let them, you know, have medical treatment. That's debatable. This is where you just go pray, they see it, and they take your child.
Yeah. Well,
they're very concerned in that life-threatening situation that you not hear about Jesus.
Yeah.
Demon-possessed scum.
Yeah, it's not surprising to me. That's been quite a while ago now with us. But
what did you say to them when they said, it's a myth, you're not allowed to pray, it's your First Amendment?
Well, I didn't know then what I know now, so we'll put it that way. And I was getting opposition from my wife at the time, so it was kind of a hassle, you know, that I went through.
All right, what else is on your mind, sir?
I just want to mention a couple of points, Chet. They put cameras up in Kansas City area here. Time Warner was the one that sponsored the cameras.
I know. Private companies sponsor, like Target, Time Warner, putting surveillance cameras up everywhere.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that in Kansas City big time, so.
And they're having giant checkpoints in KC and Independence, pulling everyone over, searching your cars.
Mm-hmm. And also, last night on Larry King Live after the convention, I don't know whether you saw that or not, that Senator Byrd, I don't know whether he's an active senator now or whether he's...
Yes, he is.
Okay. He had quite an expose. He's written a book, and he had quite an expose on George Bush and the power that he's trying to take away from the people and all that. That was on CNN.
But that's more good cop, bad cop. Yeah, Byrd is the oldest serving member in the Senate.
Right.
After Strom Thurmond retired and died.
Mm-hmm. But he had some pretty strong words, you know, against George Bush.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Well, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry about your child. Oh, boy. Who's up next after that? Okay. Blake in Kansas City. Go ahead, Blake.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I was looking online, and I found an article that you were talking about going to see Moore in Crawford. The article says that he... canceled out on that event, and they're still showing the movie, but he's not going to be there.
Well, I won't be there then. I saw the press release this morning, and it said he'd be there. He just canceled out on it?
Yeah, there's an article I saw from the Associated Free Press, and it goes on to say the police are saying they're glad he's not going to be there. Someone actually dropped off a pile of cow manure there with a note on it saying that they were comparing him to cow manure, so I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is interesting. I tell you what, stay there. We'll talk more about it on the other side, and then we'll go to Robert in San Diego and Michael in Toronto and Anne in New Mexico and everyone else.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you recognize any of these names? Jungle Joe, Spike, Firma Queen, Cher Ami, or G.I. Joe? If you guess they're all American heroes, you guessed right. But these heroes don't belong to any crack military commando unit. These true American heroes are American homing pigeons. That's right, registered pedigreed American homing pigeons. Although the homing pigeon no longer delivers life-saving messages on the battlefield, they are engaged throughout the world as thoroughbreds in exciting racing contests that have become one of the fastest-growing sporting trends in the nation. Who races pigeons? Anybody and everybody. There's no age limit to the excitement of pigeon racing. All it takes to get involved with this great sport is to call the American Racing Pigeon Union, toll-free, 800-755-ARPU. That's 800-755-ARPU. The American Racing Pigeon Union has clubs in every state in the U.S. For a great family sport and fun in your own backyard, call the ARPU today. 800-755-ARPU or visit pigeons.org on the World Wide Web.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, I learned this morning that Lord Moore, who tells us the government just accidentally let 9/11 happen and is in business with the Saudis now that they carried the attacks out, and the Democrats are going to save us. I don't know who I dislike more, him or O'Reilly, two peas in a pod in a staged event. He was going to be up there at Crawford showing it, but according to Blake in Kansas City, they're not. Blake, what's the headline on that Associated Press article?
It says more film reaches Bush backyard, and it goes on to say that he's not going to be there. And it
okay, well, read that to me.
It says Crawford, United States. Michael Moore's controversial documentary Fahrenheit 9/11 reaches U.S. President George W. Bush's backyard, but the filmmaker has nixed plans to come to this one stoplight town to officiate. And it's a pretty long article. It basically goes on to say that how the police are glad he's not going to be there because they thought there's going to be a big protest, and how he's a double-edged sword for the Democratic Party, and he's a prominent participant in the Democratic National Convention running through Thursday in Boston. And that's something I learned. I didn't know he was partaking in that.
Oh, yeah, he was there.
Really? I guess I should have watched that. But yeah, I just thought I'd let you know. That's all I really have.
Well, that is invaluable. Will you email that to me?
Yeah, I sure will.
Tips@Infowars.com.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Yep.
Yeah, the other email addresses are hopelessly clogged with Viagra ads and mortgage ads and the rest of it. And I try to get into those, but The tips only gets a few hundred a day. I do read all those, by the way, until that email address becomes hopelessly corrupted with spam. But I don't want the UN to come take over the internet to save me from the spam. No, that's what they want to do. They want to save us. Mike in Toronto, Canada.
Alex, how's it
Hello.
Going?
Hello.
How you doing today?
Good, my friend.
Good. I just want to talk about this next attack that they're conditioning us for.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, do you think that's going to be in September or October? Definitely before the election, right?
I know the White House 2 months ago told U.S. News and World Report there will be massive attacks coast to coast. The Capitol will be attacked. And now they're calling it the Summer of Terror and saying it's going to happen. And then out of the other side of their mouth, they say it's going to happen if we don't give up all our liberties. And I don't know what they're going to do. But I know this. There's going to be a bigger attack, whether it's before or after the election, because that's part of their overall plan.
Yeah.
They've gotten so much power and been able to destroy the liberties of this country to such a great extent that they just can't help themselves.
Who do you think will be to blame for this one? Do you think it'll be Iran?
Oh, it'll be Al-Qaeda and Iran. They're all getting ready to go into Iran.
Yeah, because if you look at a map, you see that they're in Afghanistan and Iraq, and who's in the middle of those two? Perfect stage to attack on both sides for Iran.
A pincer attack.
Get their oil? What do you think?
Well, it's more than oil. They don't want any sovereign country anywhere. And I'm not saying Iran's good, folks. The point is you've got the devil trying to take out a demon that's not following orders. That's another lame analogy, but it's a good point, Mike, and we're just bracing for impact here with the New World Order. What do you think? When do you think the attack's coming?
I think, Andrew Card said in September of 2002 that from a marketing point of view, you just don't introduce new products in August. People are on vacation and whatnot, but if you wait till September, everyone's back in school like they did in 2001.
You know, I remember he said that about you don't introduce a new product talking about terrorism. What in the... These people are so arrogant.
Oh, it's terrible. Terrible. But I just hope it's not a nuclear attack. That's all I'm hoping. Have you
Can
seen
Can you imagine how they'll re-engineer our society and how people will line up for their children to be drafted into the new Imperial Army? Don't put it past them to nuke a major city.
Have you seen The Sum of All Fears?
Yes, it's all a conditioning process.
Really?
Yes, sir.
What cities do you think it'll be?
Well, Gary Hart has said Dallas, Denver, and Cleveland. He says we will be attacked. I don't know.
I thought Cleveland because if there's any nuclear fallout, at least it'll blow north on good old Canada. Punching bag.
Yeah, the northern holding of the Anglo-American establishment.
Is that how we're seeing? Do you have any views on Canada at all? You don't really talk about us much.
Total police state. They breed your mail. They kind of the liberal, touchy-feely form of tyranny. A totally controlled by the globalists, just like we are.
Oh yeah. You think our prime minister is in with all these the world elite?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The UN says you are the model country. Hate crime laws, speech laws, everything. And now your country signed a deal last year, so draft dodgers can't run to Canada.
Yeah, well, they spent $2 billion figuring out where all the guns were up here, so...
And 56% of guns that were registered have now been banned.
Yeah.
All part of the freedom. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Yeah, you guys are further down the rat hole in some respects, but you're not the center of the empire like we are. Let's go ahead and talk to Ann in New Mexico. Ann, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Yahweh bless you.
Well, thank you.
You're doing such a wonderful work. You're a true warrior, and I just admire you for what you're doing. And that interview with Eric, he sounded like he was a young man, you know, eager, kind of innocent.
No, he's not that young. He's a very successful computer company owner.
Well, there was something in his, you know, I was listening to his reasoning, and it was just touched my heart, you know, and I'm glad you gave him as much time as you did, too.
Oh, I meant to have him on longer, but I had to have these guests on about the They take your child.
Oh, that was awful. Yeah, those buildings went straight down. You know, come on, you know. And nobody's talking about it, so everybody's in denial, you know, which is not a river in Egypt. Yeah. What I wanted to bring up was I wish you'd focus more on the seed. The devil's trying to destroy not only the spiritual seed, Israel, but he's using his minions like Monsanto to destroy life.
Well, I agree.
Genetically modified food.
The globalists are the most racist, pig-like creatures.
Oh, they're so evil. And
they do want to destroy Israel, and they do that by controlling its leaders.
And then
the people go, oh, we got to support Israel, but that means support those that have taken control of Israel? No.
No, I'm talking about spiritual Israel.
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, but there's something else. The seed, the real seed. You know, I'm no longer eating wheat or corn because it's genetically modified. And what I did is I just ordered seeds like chia, amaranth, teff, triticale, buckwheat. You can soak it for 24 hours in a thermos and then put it in the blender. And it makes a gruel, add some an apple or fruit, and you're eating live food, Alex. And I can't stress enough to pure water, live food, raw fruits and vegetables, because the people that are walking on this planet now are half comatose. And plus they're being manipulated and hypnotized by television, because television gives a flashing light. Hello?
I'm listening, yes.
Yeah, television is the flashing light. And flashing light will hypnotize a person. So they're not only being programmed, but they're being hypnotized. I don't have a TV in my home. So people should wake up, you know, eyes wide open, and to see what's going
on. Well, every week I see another major scientific report by prestigious universities admitting that television's mesmerized.
Yes.
That they put the brainwave into an unnatural level.
Right.
That it's caused violence to explode because of all the violence on TV that's directly programmed.
Alex, tell the people to throw their televisions out.
I don't watch very much. I mean, literally, I might watch an hour a week.
It's an electronic drug. It hypnotizes, it programs, and it's conditioning the people, like you say, for slavery. And plus, then they're sitting there eating processed food, and, you know, so I say go to the live food, don't eat anything genetically modified, and stay awake.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. They had a Monsanto chief, 5 years ago say that, this was on the record, that, well, we're going to put GMO into everything so you don't have a choice. And a few years ago, I think they said already 87% of corn varieties globally have been infected by Monsanto strains alone. And, again, they create the product that takes over all the other biosphere life forms, and then if they find their genetics in your corn, they sue you, take your property, and basically own the federal courts. All the genetic engineering cases get sent to a court they literally own and run in St. Louis, Missouri, and this is the takeover, and it really is happening, and it's very hard to eat natural and healthy food, and it's very, 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 very serious. I did want to mention this one more time, and we'll go to more calls and more news at 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You need to use access television in your area. You need to find out how to get on. It's usually quite easy. You need to get films on, your own show on, people's documentaries on, before they shut them down. It's a way to really create a movement in your area, create a name of an organization, set it up, put a website up, get an access TV show, drive people to it, start having weekly meetings, pick issues, become leaders. This is one of the chinks in the armor of mainline media where you can still reach people. And here in Austin, Texas, we have the oldest and most successful access TV facility, the most award-winning in the country, bar none, 31-plus years, just had their 31st anniversary. And the press release that I want to speed through here is Death of Free Speech, Austin Institution, to be savagely dismantled. The planned destruction of Austin Community Access Television. For months, the staff and board of Austin Community Access Television have been plotting to change the 31-year-old award-winning institution. These changes include turning one channel commercial, regulating and deciding which programs will be allowed on the other channels, and turning over the channel to the decidedly failed Austin Music Network. These plan changes contravene without the input of many users of ACTV. Mean the death of the Austin institution and the end of free speech on cable television. Over a month ago, I learned by talking to several of the ACTV board members, as well as one of the telecommunications lawyers from the city, that they revealed that the failed Austin Music Network was to take over ACTV's Channel 16, while Time Warner's new music channel, Austin Music Partners, will take over Channel 15, a non-access channel, formerly Austin Music Network. The two remaining channels, 10 and 11, will lose their free speech charter and be turned into city-managed channels with brand names like Inspirational TV and Free TV. ACTV board members admitted that programs will be chosen and monitored and controlled. This runs diametrically opposed and opposite to stated mission charter of Access Television. Also against the charter is their plan to make one or more of the channels commercial with sponsorship. Board member Hill told Jones that there's also a plan to shut down ACTV building, which was constructed in the early 1990s from the old building set up in 1973. Jones has it directly from the board that commercial channels are maneuvering to gain access to the channels currently occupied by ACTV. They are doing this because the FCC is obligated to give VHF and UHF transmitters if they are able to occupy one of the so-called lower-tier channels for a year. So if you can be on a lower basic cable for a year, then they have to give you a UHF or VHF transmitter. These are very valuable channels. They've admitted that what small amount of community programming will be allowed on access channels will be selected. They're conspiring with Time Warner and private interests like Telemundo of how the channels can be shuffled for commercial use. The bottom line is this. Whereas in the late 80s, they tried to shut down ACTV and were confronted with such an uproar that they were stopped in their tracks. They are now sneakily transforming ACTV into what will be an unrecognizable, unrepresentative, and ultimately a planned failure. They are killing Access Television with a whimper, not a bang. Their goal is to destroy one of the last highly visible forms of free community speech in Austin, a forum that has programs representing all of Austin's community. Help save ACTV. Come speak out during Citizens Communication at the Austin City Council meeting tomorrow. And again, that's the telecommunications meeting for the City Council at 3:30 p.m. in room 304 of the Municipal Building, 124 West 8th Street. Help save Austin's free speech. Again, that is in an hour and 45 minutes. When this show ends, an hour and 30 minutes, today, on this Wednesday, 3:30 p.m. in room 304 of the Municipal Building at 124 West 8th Street. That is 124 West 8th Street. 124 West 8th Street. Municipal Building is what it's called, room 304, 124 West 8th Street. Be there at about 315, 320. Sign up for Citizens Communication. It is the first item on the agenda. Bring your video cameras. This press release is posted on Infowars.com right now, and it is the Telecommunications Council Committee for telecommunications infrastructure, and two city council members are there. And they've been setting this up in the dark for months, we found out. Now they're going to spring it, and they just told people about it yesterday, quietly hanging this on a bulletin board, so they can say, oh, you were advised. And so whether you're a viewer or a supporter of free speech, no matter who you are, if you're a producer down there, come down to the event. Access staff thought it was horrible when they first heard about it, but they were told, this is the way it is, you got to go along with it. And so I'm standing up against this. I hope you'll stand up against this. Call your friends, your family, your neighbors. Ask your boss, hey, can I get off at 3 o'clock till maybe 4:30? Can I take my lunch late? Can I drive down there for this? I'm not saying lie and say you're sick. I don't really believe in that, but talk to your boss, see if you can do this. They should want you to be civically involved. It's an admirable, creditable thing to do. And it's prodigiously vital that you do this. It's a capital import that you do this because I don't really need Access TV anymore, folks. I mean, I've got a syndicated radio show, a website, films, I do interviews. But to have mainline media that you can use, that we can fight back against the globalists, that isn't shut down as the tyranny intensifies, is so integral and so important. And, again, it's not just a shot in the dark where somebody hears the radio show once or hears me on another show and doesn't really have an effect. It's over and over again, over the years, laying out the facts, creating relationships. That's why this is so important. You need to go down and get your own show down there. You need to get involved. And all over the country, you need to get involved. And don't let them shut down your access facilities. It's just happening everywhere. Take a few final calls, cover a few news articles. When we get back from this quick break, and give me the toll-free number to get my videos, stay the course, and I'll see you today at 3:30 as well. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
America and the world is going through a process of domestication, enslavement. We're being trained how to be bootlicking minions by the very people carrying out the terror attacks to scare us into submission. If you want to know the truth about 9/11 and the globalist program for total enslavement, get Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Get my film 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, or other films by George Humphrey that I carry. 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Eric Hutchman's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. They're all available through InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. 3139. We have power. We have the power to affect change. That's why they're so desperate to shut up the First Amendment. Help us. Help us fight the New World Order. 1-888-253-3139, or we'll see you online at prisonplanet.tv or infowars.com. Barry in Missouri. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Great show, as always, and you're an answer to prayer.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, 2 points. One is just a month or so ago on St. Louis evening local news, they had the all-seeing eye local neighborhood camera, and they were promoting the idea that all you got to do is sit behind your computer and keep an eye on the Euclid Street area, which is like downtown St. Louis. Just an interesting.
And again, that was the federal plan 2 years ago. Is they're going to put cameras in everywhere and then let you watch, and then under the new draft, make you watch. So you said they want you now to tie into the cameras and help tattle.
Absolutely. They had like this big kind of recruiting push on the this is like only 2 or 3 minute snippet there on the local news, but
giving everybody the website to go spy on people.
Exactly. Exactly.
Do me a favor, email me that article or try to find me something on that.
Oh, I have to dig it up in my video, my VHS. I'll try to do that, Alex.
Wait a minute, you taped that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's pure gold. Will you please mail that to me?
I'll try to dig it up, man. I got so many tapes. I didn't tag it, but let me see if I can do it.
Okay.
Okay, I'll do it if I can. And then the other point is earlier this week, Monday morning, NBC Today show with Matt Lauer. Did you catch the clip on the neighbor that had the video cam on their neighbor in the country area? They were the neighbors were doing some target practice, and the little like 3-year-old toddler had a little pistol in his hand, unloaded, and she caught it on tape. Well, they ended up took the kid away from the parents, and it was heart wrenching. And of course Matt was interviewing this lady, and then she said, we had red flags on this neighbor before. So just naturally, I just happen to have the camera going. So here we are, promoting the idea that, hey, spy on your neighbors and, report them to the authorities and we'll take the kids away.
Amazing. Thanks for the call.
Sure.
Let's talk to John in Colorado. John, go ahead.
Hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes. Very quickly. Two requests. Alex Jones. First one is I'd like to request that you give equal time to the Oshkosh law enforcement authorities there, specifically the sheriff, and give them a chance to give us a view of their side of the story of what took place
the
there.
The warrantless gun confiscations?
Right,
What? That's a good idea. Thanks for the call. I got to go. I'm going to try to get them on. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I'll try to do that. Hank in Texas, you're our last caller. Go ahead.
Time, no see, man. Just one quick bit of information on the telecom meeting stuff and ACTV and all that.
Hank, you used to work at Access. I wish we had time for this. You got 30 seconds. Tell us quick.
That whole thing with the Austin Music Partners, that whole situation with city staff and those, was done under violations of the ethics code. Kevin Connor was the chair of the Music Commission at the time. They were meeting with those people, and that's against the ethics code.
Hey, Hank, I need to consult with you. You worked there for decades. Can you meet me at 3:30?
No, I don't want to go up near them people, but what I would like
to do... Hey, I'm
going to
put you on hold. I want your phone number. Stay there. Show's over. Stay there.